one of the most anticipated Australian guineas in memory. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, well, thanks, Michael.
It's hard to recall an Australian guineas. The anticipation and the build-up as big as this one.
Yeah, look, you mentioned those three, and it doesn't end there. You know, you've got the horse around third. I thought was a good run in the CSAs, and horse from Western Australia as well. So it's just going to make for a great guineas.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Chenier, and you speak of Superstorm. We've also got Darlison, who's been a little forgotten as well. How is your boy? Because you had to toss up whether you wanted to have a throw at the stumps at the mile in the guineas.
Yeah, look, we had planned on doing it. We sort of planned as far as the oar early. Always thought that if we got through the way we thought and saw what we saw out of the oar, that the 1600 was the right race. And you know, we've beaten the older horses away for ages now, trying to take the three-year-olds on again. Look, we took them on in the Group 1 up the straight, but this is a totally different horse now, I think, and just matured and got his racing sense now. So we're quite willing to take them on again, so let's see where we're going to fit in.
Well, you've seen both Catalyst and Alligator Blood, and you mentioned the form line with Chenier running third in the CS Hayes. Of those, who are you most fearful of, and are you confident that Alabama Express can beat these boom three-year-olds?
Yeah, look, I think they're all much of a muchness, as in the way they race. They're all horses that can sort of sit near the speed or off the speed if they have to. Pretty tractable horses. Look, I don't think there's much between them, I wouldn't think. But it's just hard to marry up form lines, and certainly we're going to bring a different form line into it. So it's going to be interesting. But, you know, our horse is going to go into sort of a nice three-week break between runs. And he's as well as we can get him. His work this morning was terrific. He sort of did this going to the oar, and I wouldn't say he worked any different. He worked up the same with the Chicago Cup again and seemed to have his measure and worked terrific. So we're... Yeah, we're confident we've got the horse right. It's just going to be now down to draws and luck and running, etc. And that, because I don't think there's a lot between four or five of them.
He did have the good run, and that turn of foot in the All Stakes was brilliant. As you mentioned, there's quite a few on speed. Where would you imagine, or where would you love to see him on Saturday in the run?
Look, it'd be nice to think we drew well enough to be able to sit in the 1-1. It would be nice to just off those horses and that, because the one thing he does possess is a real turn of foot. Which he sort of showed at Flemington again at Caulfield. And that's going to be the asset that he's got that I hope we can use at the right time.
You obviously follow New Zealand racing extremely closely. What's your thoughts on Catalyst?
Well, he's very, very good. We ran second to him in the 2000 guineas, with a horse called Harlech. And, he's looked very good. I actually trained his mother. She was a good mare and well-bred out of Lon Rose family. Another half sister called Bonnie's Gill. They're well named because they had out of Miss Trump, and one was Ivana, the mother of Catalyst. The other one was Donnie's Girl. So I trained both of them here in Australia for the Oak Stud.
Tell us about Clayton Chipperfield. We're going to get to know him. We don't really know him that well here in Australia. A former Kiwi jumps jockey who's done such an unbelievable job with Catalyst.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't say I really know Clayton, because remember, I actually sat here 20 years ago now, so everyone says to me, well, you must know this one and that one, and I think, well, unless I'm a certain age, I don't. So I wouldn't say I know Clayton. Look, he's obviously, look, my memory of him, I think he was in partnership with Robert Prescott for a while, and that's how he started off. He was right over hurdles when I sort of left New Zealand, and at that stage I wasn't training jumpers, so, I know him to say hello to, but I wouldn't say I know him that well, so...
Plans still to go to the All-Star Mile if you manage to win the guineas?
Yeah, as long as you came through it well enough, and we saw enough out of it to say that we thought we're competitive, because he is a colt, and, the key to it is to keep ticking all the boxes, and, the stake money in a race like that's great, so that's certainly something we're looking at, and, we're just taking the race to time with him, being a colt.
And speaking of that, has there been talk, I know Arrowfield's a part owner, has there been talk about how much longer we're going to get to see him racing? Will he continue to race on in his four-year-old years?
Look, as far as I know, he will. He'll race on at least later this season. But look, there's been interest in him from other studs, and I think they're getting close to a deal being done where they'll announce where the horse is going to be standing. So.
Okay, well, he's the headline act on Saturday. Just tell us how Actow pulled up. It was a nice win in the first. Are you heading to the Mornington Cup to try and win a ticket into the Caulfield Cup?
At this stage we are, because he's eaten everything. I'm surprised because he was a bit of a picky eater at times, and I was waiting for him, thinking deep in the prep, and that he may go off his feet a bit, but he's actually eaten better. And I think the reason being, Michael, that probably the first time I've had him really fit was Saturday. I've sort of just played around with him a bit, and it's the first time I thought, well, I'll just get you fit and just see, you know, how you handle it. And I was really taken with the fact that he just didn't need to sweat Mark Warner, because he got a bit pretty sweaty both runs, and whereas he was still a bit on his toes, he certainly was more relaxed than himself. And, you know, I learned a lot about Saturday, having known how I trained him up and what I did with him and that. So, but he's come out the other side as if he's come out. You know, but the fitness level I had in him has really helped me get through the run, and he's eaten particularly well since the run.
All right, we look forward to seeing him again. Leave us with a winner. You've got a couple of runners today on the way to Saturday. Who's the best from the Moroni stable before Saturday?
Look, I think this Ladybird's a very good mare. She's not the soundest, but we think we've got by the time she had that one run under her belt after a long break, she should line up pretty fit today.
Good luck, Mike.
Okay, thank you.